Welcome to the Jabs Podcast, everybody. Eat shit, Jamie. Stole the intro from you. Well, we got John, Jamie, and Seba here as Jamie rubs his chest on his microphone, which you guys luckily don't.
That was actually his chest hair.
Yeah, you guys, yeah, he goes.
My sweater.
Little do you guys know, he does all of these episodes shirtless.
It's not true, but also thank you, Manscaped, because I, you know, for always freshly. Always fresh.
I Manscaped the other day.
Oh, there you go.
It was quick and easy.
Good times, good times.
That's what I do.
Speaking of looking fresh for the weekend, you last weekend were down in Columbus for the UFC fights. How was that, man?
Fantastic, actually. It was a lot of fun to get away for the night. We had a good time. We got to do some beer chugging. I wish I had more beer, but
I only saw the little clip that Jamie sent us in our little group text.
Jamie was just mad because
he was pretty angry about it, so, pretty salty.
First of all, I didn't send it. Stipe sent that in the group.
But didn't you crop or trim the video and then send it or find a copy of it from somewhere else?
No. Stipe sent that from Twitter, from UFC Europe. I'm trying to find it now.
It was a quick little thing.
I was pretty upset with it because they missed the part where you spilled half your fucking beer on your chest.
That's a fucking lie.
That is not a lie at all.
100% a lie.
That's why you wear a dark colored shirt so you can't see things like that.
Don't be mad. Do you have makeup on today, by the way? No. Like you have makeup on.
Why would I have makeup on?
I don't know. It doesn't look like he has makeup on.
I mean, he just always has that kind of glow.
That's true.
From the podcast lights.
I guess so.
No shirt and makeup. Look at you, Jamie. You're real weird.
I did not spill half of it. It came out a little bit, but not half of it. And you're just mad because you weren't there. That's 100%.
You spilled more than half.
That's a bullshit lie.
It's not.
Nose is getting longer at the
end. And I'm going to, I will admit to not being happy that I wasn't there. Yeah, well, so I felt like I should have been invited, but I wasn't, and it was hurtful.
Sorry that I was trying to do something with my wife.
You should be sorry.
Yeah. Trying to have a nice little getaway.
You talked to her after the show.
Who wants to have a nice little getaway? Do stuff with their wife.
Oh, it's annoying, right? it was fun, man. We got to meet Joe Burrows.
That's right.
Super good dude. Wife's like, oh, you believe me? Because I was so happy to meet him. What a great dude. I was like, yeah. That dude told me to get naked. I would get naked.
That would be an interesting request.
No, I was joking. You know what I'm saying? I was just busting her balls, but it was a good time. Oh, I didn't see that. What's that?
How's
Tom Aspinall said you're awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go.
Deserves an instant rematch. Doesn't get the love he deserves, in my opinion. Oh, and there's a picture of you getting knocked out.
Yeah, that picture is the one on my screensaver at work.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I like that.
They got nervous when I looked at it and just left.
There it is.
There she blows. Yeah, there she blows.
Strategically clipped. To not show beer. I didn't see. I only saw the video you sent, so I don't know what Jamie's referring to. Look, watch the whole video.
Did you see all the beer spill on his chest?
No, I didn't see it.
Thank you.
I also have terrible eyes, and I can't see the screen from here.
We don't need the sound.
Please play it again.
All right. Well, analyzing the video.
There we go. I'm so glad somebody actually has it.
I can't even see that screen from where I'm sitting. I'm blind. I got to wear my glasses.
One little swim.
No, there was a lot more than that.
I think that was fine. Thank you.
I'm actually not even saying that. Granted, I can barely see the TV, but it looked fine.
Thank you.
I didn't see, unless I'm missing what you're thinking.
Me too.
I don't know. It must have been
the other one I did.
I was going to say.
Mary, you were there? Oh, you weren't there because I didn't bet you.
You had a chance to meet Joe Burrows over the weekend. How was he, young guy, right? He's only 2 years in the league. Makes it to the Super Bowl, you know, face of that franchise. How's he handling the fame and everything? Seemed pretty grounded.
Great dude.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, man.
Did he know who you were?
Yeah, he came up to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. I saw another clip where he went up to DC, and DC was like, hey, I'm Daniel Cormier. And he was like, yeah, I know who you are.
Well, he came up to me.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. I didn't mean that. You're on defense right now because you spilled all that beer on your shirt.
He's coming at me right now.
I don't know what Jamie's angle is today.
What happened to you today? Did you have a bad day at work?
No, I had a great day. I'm actually enjoying all of these where you were in the crowd and people saw you.
That's what it is. It's the deep-rooted bitterness that he wasn't there. Why can't he have a good weekend, get away with his wife? Right. I actually got asked the same question. Somebody shot me a text. They're like, hey, are you going to be in Columbus for the fights, blah, blah. And I was like, no, why would I be in Columbus for the fights?
Perfect opportunity for the Jabs podcast to have a presence somewhere.
I thought about it.
I'm not even saying it like that. I honestly didn't even know who was on the card.
For a split second. Mm-hmm. But it was a good time. And then after we had family there. So we hung with Ryan's cousin and his wife. And they were awesome. And we had a great time. We went to the restaurant. They have a town hall down there, which is an absolute different breed down there than it is here.
Okay.
It's College Bar.
You know, gotcha. Like it.
but it was Nuts to Butts, which is, you know, what you expect. And they had actually a really good DJ, like a fantastic DJ. He was like, play the old school music, but he mixed it in, you know, mixed every song in. But I didn't care about any of that. All I cared about was food, and I ate so much food that I wanted to go home. I
went home. Is that right?
You didn't drive home. You stayed down there, right?
Oh, no, I was hammered. Oh, okay. No, I stayed there. We stayed at the Renaissance.
Okay.
Town Hall down there, it's in the Short North area, just north of downtown, right?
Yeah. So it was great. I mean, it was great. It was a great place. They have a great establishment there. And the food's amazing. We all know that. And we got a couple pizzas and just what else? I forget what else. Oh, man, it was so good.
Just smashing, huh?
Bro, I didn't care. And then I ate so much. I looked at my wife and I'm like, I want to go back to the hotel and sleep.
It was time to go.
It was like midnight. I was like, I'm out. Mm-hmm. But yeah. It was cool. People were buying me beers like down there. It was great.
There were some good fights, too. Great. It was a really good card.
I texted you that.
We were talking.
I was like, does that
win? See, I wasn't that bitter. Stipe and I were texting back and forth pretty much the whole evening. So, yeah. I mean, maybe a little bit bitter.
Little bit,
maybe a lot.
Okay. You know what's funny though? We gotta be careful about what we say here, Jamie, because next time Stipe will be like, "Yeah, you guys are coming," blah blah blah, and then he'll be sitting ringside and he'll give us nosebleeds like up in the very top and be like,
"That would very much happen." Yes,
I could see him. I could see Stipe calling us or texting us like, "Hey, I'm come look at me right now," and he'd be like down there just waving.
I actually do that.
You would be down there just waving at us while we would be like,
"But would he do that to us or would he do that to certain other people?" I mean, I like to think that the three of us, World Series.
Yeah, listen.
It would be a funny joke.
You've gotten the red carpet, but
remember when
that would be a fantastic joke if you were like, "We got tickets to the fight, we're going," and then we wound up like in the bleachers.
Do you remember that time where we went to the Jake Paul fight and we were supposed to sit ringside and they were like, "Oh, Stipe's not coming"?
Oh yeah,
you guys are 10 rows back.
It was still awesome.
Yeah,
we were very.
Don't get me wrong; it was still awesome.
We were next to Frank Gorman.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And a millionaire TikTokers. I had no idea they were
right in the heart of the TikTokers.
Yeah, it was a scene, man. It was an absolute scene. Speaking of scenes, we're gonna do a little crossover here. Did you guys watch Will Smith smack the shit out of Chris Rock?
See, you should have used the segue of the fights this weekend were pretty good.
I guess that's pretty true.
Wait, real quick, go back. Did you say from Tennessee it throws 104 miles per hour?
Yes.
On a consistent.
Pitcher.
Is that consistent?
Yeah.
Yes.
I know he throws hard. But is that hard?
He's 104.
Is he sidearm or two?
We'll find out. I'm not sure.
I just saw it pop up.
They're insane. But they're so good this year.
But go back to the top.
You know who else throws hard? Will Smith's right hand.
There it is.
I'm going to stop with the segues. It's all you know.
That's all right. I've done some real bad ones before that don't even make sense.
Dude, how many conspiracy theories are on that one? Like, he had a pan on his face.
There's one. Yeah. Well, and I knew you would jump right on it.
Oh, no, I don't care. He slapped him.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I was going to say. So, real or fake? First off, real or fake?
100% real.
100% real.
Yes,
real. You can see it, dude. Well, especially, too, when he sits down and keeps running his mouth after he sits down.
Yeah.
Keep your wife out of my fucking mouth.
I think he fully committed. He committed.
100%. But then someone did a meme, and they cut it up.
Like
about his wife.
Like a song?
You keep my wife or something like that. Yeah. Or something. It was so bad.
This is... There's a lot of different angles on this, but the one thing for sure that everybody could agree with, this is going to be the gift that keeps on giving for years to come far as memes are concerned.
He's set himself up for life.
Yeah.
It's up there with his own meme that already exists from the crying red table thing.
Yep.
It's up there with the Jordan crying meme.
Yep.
Like, people are going to use it forever.
Oh yeah.
It's amazing. There.
You can put anything. Just put whatever.
100 years from now, where it's TikTok 10.0.
Yeah.
Boom, there it is.
I will give... an incredible amount of credit actually to Dana White of all people. Cause his response was pretty great where he just talked about how Chris Rock has a hell of a chin.
I thought the same thing. He took it. I mean, I know it's a slap.
He was shocked.
He's like, boom. Yeah. He's like, oh,
his hands were behind his back. I don't think he obviously didn't expect that.
Good thing about Chris Rock too. Like he took like a man and he kept going with it. But after I just read something, he said, I don't want to talk about it yet. I'm going to talk about it. It's going to be serious, but also going to be funny.
Oh yeah.
He'll make a hole.
He has a show coming up. It's sold out within minutes.
So he had a couple of shows that were scheduled. One was yesterday, and then he's got another one coming up. It was in Boston, I believe. And so the video surfaced from his show that he just did in Boston.
Yeah.
And he basically says, he goes, "So how was everyone's weekend?"
That's what it
and
was.
Then
yeah.
So he kind of leads with that, but then he goes, "I'm not really going to talk about that."
So like he's not ready. Said. He's still processing.
Yeah. And he goes, "And I wrote this whole show to do this comedy show." He's like, "So I'd like to do that."
Yeah.
And so he kind of leads with that, and then goes into his normal thing. So he really doesn't say anything about it. But I'm sure he wants to. I mean, I know he's obviously met them before. I don't know how close they are, you know, outside of, you know, celebrity circles, but I'm sure he wants to talk to them or figure it all out before he starts saying anything publicly.
That night.
Oh, after?
Yeah, they were at the same after party, and I guess they talked that night.
Was it that good or bad?
They said it was fine. Chris Rock.
I mean, he didn't press charges, so
right.
I
as much as well.
Enough that he's not going to do
it. Like, I mean, not like Colby Covington.
No, that's no, but I dude, that's good at Chris Rock, dude, because like he was, I mean, he could have been really pissed, but also I think Chris Rock understands he's a comedian. He's going to say stuff that people don't like, and unfortunately yeah. that. Happened to that.
Here's a good one for you. Chris Rock didn't write that joke.
He didn't write that joke.
No, one of the writers for the Oscars wrote the fucking joke.
You know what though?
Did he get fired?
That makes sense because that's a really low hanging fruit mm-hmm. joke. Like she shows up, she has the shaved head, boy, which obviously whether he knew she had alopecia or not yeah. and was aware of it, you know, kind of whatever. Yeah. But you know, it was a low hanging fruit joke. Like it's really easy. Yeah. It's like, oh, you look like whatever. It's like, oh, Jamie's old. Like it's the low hanging fruit joke, you know? Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know, but here's the thing. You go to an event like that, or you're at a stand up comedy show or whatever. I mean, some of the comedians you like Joey Diaz and yeah. stuff like that, like they'll dig at everybody. There's an unspoken contract when you're in that environment, you're seeing a show, you're at a show, you're yeah. seeing a comedic show, you're at a presentation, whatever, and a comedian's performing. There's an unspoken contract that like, you're kind of fair game. You know what? And like, they might say stuff that make you feel uncomfortable, but you laugh at it or whatever.
Or you know? Don't, but you know, you paid the money to go see them and...
Or you are a guest.
You're a guest, like this is the deal. You're going to either get shit on, you might not, you're going to laugh.
Yep.
It's life.
It is
people
really...
are so sensitive.
Well, they're so sensitive and it's a really dangerous slope to go on because I love stand-up comedy. I think you both probably love stand-up comedy, right? We've been to a few shows. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine going somewhere and thinking, oh, shit, is somebody going to walk up and smack Joey Diaz? First of all, God bless you. Good luck trying.
I will tackle him.
Right. But you shouldn't have to, as a stand-up comedian, you shouldn't have to worry about that.
You shouldn't have to
be
fearful
of that. It's literally the one thing we have left where there's really no, it's not PC. Yeah. Like, everything else in the world is so PC now. Where you can go to a stand-up show and they're going to talk about some shit that might make you super uncomfortable, but it's also probably going to make you laugh.
Yeah,
and
it might bring it open, being like make you open to it.
And the joke was literally, "Can't wait to see G.I. Jane 2." Like it wasn't.
Like yeah, that wasn't was like, the punchline.
That was the punchline.
It wasn't.
Yeah,
and that was Chris Rock when he got hit. He was like, "Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me," and then he said something, and then he's like, "It was a G.I. Jane joke, dude."
He said something like, "You might have just witnessed the greatest night in the history of television." Yeah, but I mean, the funny part though, too, and a thing that a lot of people are going back and dwelling on, or not dwelling on, but talking about, is that Will Smith laughs at the joke initially, and then looks at his wife,
so,
and she was pissed.
Some
and
of that
then
could
he's
be.
Like, all right, I got to do this. Obviously, editing,
production value. You added all that, but I mean, it was definitely real. Like all the conspiracy theories, and he had that thing on his cheek. You're like, shut the fuck up. Like, he slapped the shit out of him. And they cut out, like, the guy didn't watch it live, but I actually wouldn't even have known it was on had this not happened, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
But if you were watching live, like, it happened, and then all of a sudden there was no sound. So you're like, you know, like it wasn't a joke.
Did you see the clips that were obviously, I think, from like Australian or Japanese
they
TV that had the full audio?
Yes, I've seen them now. Yeah. So you
that I wasn't really, I was half paying attention as I was watching the Oscars. I kind of just hit on the background. And I happened to look up and because I saw Chris Rock on stage. I was like, oh, Chris Rock's on stage. I'll listen to what's going on. And then that happened. And I was like, I got to rewind this real quick. I think I watched it like four times because I'm like, was that
it real? Right.
Yeah. Have one of those moments.
It might have been quite possibly like the greatest moment in live television history. I mean, there's very few things where you can say would stack up to what happened between this and the publicity out of it.
I don't even watch those things anymore just because like.
They're not good.
And it's not even that, dude. It's like that. And then like everyone that gets up there has something to say.
Oh, everybody's on their high horse.
There's a lot of virtue signaling like, and all that.
Listen, man, like the whole politics thing. Like, listen, dude, like don't talk about politics. One, I don't understand them. Two, you don't understand them. Like just stay out of it. Don't, you know what I mean? Like I'll enjoy the show. Enjoy the moment.
Go up and thank your family and the people around you.
That's
and all
it.
That.
It's always something. I agree. You know what I mean? That's the reason I don't watch them because it just gets old. It's the same repetitive. You know.
I think now maybe they've set a new course where the recipient of the award can just come up and beat the shit out of the person presenting the award. And that'll make it way better.
And then bro, that's it.
That's it.
There's no
just
view,
beat his ass and that's it.
That shit.
Right. Right.
The, money for days.
I agree with you. I think, I can't remember where I heard it, but forever ago it was like, don't ever talk about religion and politics because those are the things, things that people like tend to have the strongest beliefs in. Their beliefs are so deeply rooted.
It was the house I was raised in.
Exactly. Yep. So the thing is, why would you waste your time trying to convince somebody that they're going to believe what they want to believe? Yep. It's so incredibly hard to sway someone's opinion on something 100%. when it falls into those realms.
Yeah. You actually told me that. Like, that's the best thing I've heard.
It's so hard. And so who wants to watch a bunch of people that are incredibly well off mm-hmm. in a very good situation, mm-hmm. get up there for 3.5 hours and tell you how you should think, how you should feel, how you should, you know, believe whatever. It's just a really hard sell. Yeah. And I think that's why people get sick of watching it. It's like they're just trying to cram it down.
That and it's, you know, like the host. I don't know. It was just, like I said, I wouldn't even have known it was on. I was actually in bed reading when I got a notification that this happened. And I was like, that's got to be a joke. Wasn't a joke. But the memes have been phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And it's like in every aspect of life, like you can use it. It's just been, it's been pretty great.
Said me Monday.
Yeah, I'm super looking forward to what Chris Rock, you know, he's obviously not a stupid man. So this is going to be a stand-up special on Netflix. You know, it's going to be big. Yeah.
You should be thanking Will Smith because he's made a shit ton more money.
I don't know. He smacked the shit out of him. I don't.
There's got to be some pride involved.
He took the shot.
No, I'm saying like he should be thanking him because now he's gonna just pick off it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm gonna take this and do this. You know.
So then they Well, anyways, we've beaten that dead horse. But it was a hell of an event.
That's for Chris's face.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about memes that are gonna take over the internet. Stuff that's been taken over the internet right now is a debate of, and I want to go through this because Jamie, you didn't know what it was because I don't think you know a computer
I've heard
is.
Of it.
Jamie just knows zeros and ones and binary telegraphs and
maybe I know code anyway. And it's all zero and ones, huh?
So wheels are doors. That's what I was getting.
Where did this guy, like, when did this come out? I'm on the internet all the fucking time.
People were debating it, I think, on TikTok or Instagram or something.
I'm not on that side of TikTok, so okay.
Wheels, what side of TikTok are you on, Jamie?
Mostly stand-up comedians. Funny cats. And, a lot of funny cats, yeah.
Here's the question is what are there more of in the world, wheels or doors? And then figure out your argument from there.
My argument is simple. There's more wheels.
Okay. Why?
Because there's more cars than houses.
What about like metropolitan cities with apartment
doors?
Like skyscrapers full of people and
what
doors
cabinet
and everything?
Doors and
cabinet doors, garage doors, loading doors.
See, that's because it's a slippery slope. Same thing. Now you're like, because I was like, there's more cars. Like I said, I did too. But then I look in the house, I'm like, well, there's cabinet doors, and I have like you know closet doors.
Now playing devil's advocate, sitting.
What's the other side of it?
We're sitting in these chairs right now. There's two doors right there. There's like five to six wheels on each chair.
Those giant office buildings have more of these chairs than windows, and
that's another thing. Is there more windows than cars?
This is something that I don't know if you can actually answer.
It's impossible.
Right?
Because everything gets made, everything.
You would never know the answer to it, so it'd be impossible to figure out. I heard another one, too, that was really good.
Is your zipper considered a door?
No.
The door for your penis.
Yeah. I'm just saying, look, you don't know.
It's more of a window.
What if they just call that now, like, oh, you have your penis door on your pants are open. The penis door on your pants.
So my son, when he was first learning how to piss without a diaper, he always called it his penis pocket in his underwear. I was like, that's fucking awesome. Yes. Penis
things.
Pocket.
That's fucking funny. Mm-hmm. So the other day, my daughter was running around playing, and I was laying on my stomach playing with my son, and she kept jumping my back, and she might have just took her big toe accidentally and stepped on my coin bag.
From behind?
Dude, it hurts so bad. It was like a pain, like rubbed too. It was bad.
Yeah, and she's at that age, like, you got a few more years of this coming. Plus, then Mateo's going to
doing
this.
She's had like me, dude.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
she,
dude. The non-stop.
She like, I was, she's like, went to grab her and she's like, what? I was like, oh, I'm like, no. She's
yeah,
like,
there oh, is.
It's cute, but it was also
probably about a weekly testicular accident in your life coming up right now, just from the jumping and the cutting.
Good, that's what my wife said. She's like, oh, at least you have no, you know, we can't have more kids. Yeah. So I said, smart. You can. I can't.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to. That sounds terrible.
It's a terrible
thing. Nobody's looking forward to that.
It's fun because you're like a jungle gym and you're having fun and all that, but every once in a while, something goes errant and you're all of a sudden paralyzed.
It's the worst. Mm-hmm. And then, so I heard a lot of things. So these kids now are calling hot dogs Lizzie's.
Did you not know that,
Jim? No.
Anyway, no, I knew that. This is
not fizzy glizzy.
Glizzy, G-L-I-Z-Z-Y. So anyway, yeah, that was like a internet thing too. They call hot dogs glizzies.
No, it's like the length of a magazine and a, what kind of gun is it? I forget what gun.
A Glock?
A Glock, yeah.
Yeah, but speaking of, there's another guy.
Someday my kids are going to start talking like this, and I'm going to be done.
Yo, dad, can I get a...
Pop's wasting no time to throw out the glizzy. He a real glizzy gladiator.
Yeah.
Like,
who talks about that? I don't know. It just seems like an extra step. I'm like, dude, just call it
It's a fucking hot dog.
So what I was going to say, though, was this actually makes me think of something, and it's somebody we got to reach out to, because if we could somehow get him on the podcast, it'd be fantastic. It's this guy named Bob Berger. He does Bob Does Sports, and he has like an Instagram, TikTok, whatever. He just posted today, and they did an 18 glizzy challenge on 9 holes of golf. So they're playing 9 holes of golf, and they have to finish 18 hot dogs just before they finish 9 holes. Him and his buddy.
Oh, that's...
Nine apiece?
9 hot dogs each.
That's easy.
And they have to shoot 4 over par.
That's the hard part.
So either way, he's fucking hilarious. So that's another guy we got to reach out to. See if we can get him on the podcast. Yeah. He's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
But
a glizzy is a hot dog. Yeah. Why do you know that?
Because I'm in touch with the social medias.
I had no idea.
How did you know about the doors and the windows?
Oh,
social media.
But you're not on the TikTok.
It's everything. It's all on everywhere. People post their TikTok stories. People post their TikTok stories and their like reels on their Instagram.
Yeah, now. I'm on social media way too much, and I didn't know anything.
Listen,
about
there's
this
a lot
shit.
Of things I missed too. Like listen, like the glizzy.
This is bullshit because now John's gonna make fun of me.
No,
I would never.
No, because there's things that
if I need to know anything about cuddly kittens on the internet, I'm coming to Jamie.
Or the Declaration of Independence when you were around.
Or how to apply?
Did you sign that by chance?
Man.
Jamie, were you with Nick Cage when he stole the Declaration of Independence?
He has a new movie coming out, by the way.
It's about him.
It's about him. Yeah, I just heard about this.
Are you gonna make fun of me?
No, I'm saying, have you seen the previous? It's Nicolas Cage as himself.
Enough of that.
The unbearable weight of massive talent.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. I don't care about that. The Maverick.
You're not gonna like my opinion, but go ahead.
No, excited. let's hear the downtrodden, sad opinion that Jamie's going to deliver.
He's just mad because he made it in the 1800s and they finally did it.
Yeah.
No.
He's mad because of the Wright brothers, when they invented an airplane, that's all he got to experience, not the Top Gun F-14 jets or whatever.
It'd be an F-22, you dipshit.
Well, maybe back when the first one came out.
So don't even play it.
I'm just going to play it and you can.
So what's your opinion?
Top Gun, the original. One of the worst movies ever made in the history of movies.
Absolutely. Listen.
Mm-hmm. One of the worst.
Mm-hmm. Elaborate.
Yeah.
Why
do you think it was so bad? As a kid, I was very excited. I went and saw it and, whatever. It's cool. But now as an adult, I have realized like it is just a gratuitously awful fucking movie. Terrible acting. Terrible scenes. The volleyball scene.
There's no tenderness like before in your face.
The volleyball scene.
Baby.
Shut it, Jamie.
It's an awful movie. Now, that being said, I did watch the trailer for this. I will go into it with an open heart and an open mind.
That's a bullshit lie. You are the worst.
I will hope that it will be better than the first one. And I think it will. I think it will because it's 2022 as opposed to 1988 or whenever the first one was made.
Uh-huh.
So I think like the cinematography will be a lot better. I think there's going to be a lot more actually flying planes and shit and not so much bullshit on the ground.
Is Iceman in it?
Iceman is in it. Yes.
Well,
he makes an appearance.
They reference him in the picture.
He makes an appearance.
He is in the movie. All right.
That's awesome.
But quick little cameo.
He gained some weight though. Hopefully he lost some weight.
I agree. I think the more they rely on the fight scene, the jet fighting scenes and stuff, I think the better off the movie's going to be. But it's going to be just a fun movie. You go to the movie, you watch it on a big screen, you got fucking jets flying all over the place, and that's what it is. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
I wonder how much of it's going to be nostalgia for, like,
a lot.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to redo the bar scene. They're going to redo. Yeah.
Do you think Goose will come back to life?
No, he's dead. Okay. Yeah. So, he's dead. His son is alive, though, and he's flying.
He's in the movie.
Yeah. So he's probably going to die, too. Whoever the guy is they got for it looks like him.
He's probably going to die.
This would be like.
I hope so.
This would be
wow.
Like, oh, Miles Teller, the guy that's playing the son. That's who it is. You know what would be
really. I mean, did you hear that?
Yeah. He's.
You and airplanes, man.
He's terrible.
I don't get it.
You know what would be really funny, though, is if they did like a Top Gun / Zombieland crossover.
Oh, my God.
And you had like Zombie Goose, like in the back of
I'd be good with that.
Jet, like falling all over the place.
So, fun fact about me growing up.
You were not
all
fun.
You were sad all the time.
Yeah. You hated life. You were miserable. You sat at home and just cried?
I don't know why I come here. All I wanted was to be a fighter jet pilot. That's all I wanted.
And this is why you're miserable.
Maybe. Do you think he didn't become a fighter jet pilot because he saw this movie and he's like, why are they hugging each other with our shirts off on
why
the
beach?
Why
are they wearing such short shorts? Yeah. Actually, I would be in.
It's really not a good movie.
It's a great movie.
It is a good movie.
It's a high five, dude. Fuck.
It's just not a good movie, guys.
It's a great movie.
It didn't age well.
Agreed to disagree.
Agreed to disagree.
Agreed to disagree. Mm-hmm.
It aged well. It's still around.
I don't know.
Anyways,
I'm excited for it. Yes. But we've been in a bit of a lull of like good TV shows coming out. We had a whole bunch of stuff that was out for a while there, and then I hit a little bit of a lull. But
I
have a new favorite show.
What's that?
The Moon Knight on Disney Plus. Dude, so good. Yeah. It's like this is like a cheap. Like synopsis of it, but it's like a cheap Batman version for Marvel.
Okay.
It's like, but the guy's got like dissociative personality disorder.
That's awesome.
He has two different personalities.
So it's like split.
But he doesn't know like when the other one is. So like they phase out. So like he's
schizophrenic.
No, it's schizophrenic is like, that's different. I don't know. It's different, but he like chains himself to his bed when he goes to sleep. And then like he wakes up and thinks it's all normal. But like, then he'll be like, wait a second, what day is it? And it's like, oh, it's Sunday. And he thought it was Friday. So like two whole days went by that he doesn't remember, but like he thinks he didn't do anything.
Right.
But he was like doing all this stuff. And the one guy, one of the personalities is he was a mercenary. And then the other one, he's like this like guy that works at a museum. Like it's really neat. Yeah, it's really neat. So it's really cool concept, really like a neat switch on the whole show, but pretty entertaining so far.
It's a lot of personality. So the other day I was at work and we had to go into the hospitals because they had an elevator thing they're showing us. Because like every elevator is different how to open if they break down, like how to open the door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're learning and we get in the one elevator to go up because we're going to do it on a different floor. And the guy sitting next to me, one of the workers of the elevator or whatever, is like, hey, Joe, hi there, Steve Bay guy. Bro, it was amazing. My captain's like, no, that guy's a dick. And the other guy's like, yeah. And that guy's dumb as shit. And then the guy.
These are all your coworkers saying this?
Yeah. I'm sitting right next to the guy. And the guy that asked the question was like, yeah, man, he has been hitting the head a couple times, you know?
Oh.
And then I was like, yeah, that dude's weird. He's trying to take me and my wife home one night. Like, he's into some weird shit like BDSM and cosplay. And everyone's crying. They're laughing. And I'm still really right next to this dude. So then we get out of the elevator and we're going opening and all that stuff. And I literally pull my mask down. And I sit next to this guy for like 5-10 minutes. And the guy does not, you know, finally I walk over and I'm like, yo, he's like, oh, Jesus, that's awesome. He's like, you want me a lot of money. I was like, well, you owe me dinner. And I walked away. Shook his hand. It was great.
It's always a good opportunity when your shift can just talk shit like that openly to you.
Oh, it's great. It was awesome. And we just kept going. I would have kept going, made it even weirder, but we walked out of the elevator. I think my captain was like, thank God we stopped. I thought it was going
to
get really bad. I was like, I had it coming. So.
Very good. Very good. Hold on. I got a gift for you guys.
Oh,
yeah. Jamie sent us this photo today. So
I didn't see a photo.
It was in the group message.
I don't pay attention.
Here you go. You open it.
Oh, no. Oh, this. Oh, yeah, we talked
about
this.
That was sent to us by a listener.
These worry me. These are the gummy bears. Oh. These worry me. These are supposedly really bad.
Yeah, so I've heard.
So, Tim McKinney, is that the name? Let's give him a shout out.
That.
I believe it's Tim.
It is Tim McKinney.
Tim McKinney.
Oh, there's three here. Interesting.
Nice. You fucking asshole. Jamie lied to me in our group text. He sent a picture with just two of those chips. And I was like, where's yours, Jamie? He's like, fuck that. I'm not doing one. And I was like, well, that's no fun. So,
well, we're going to do that here soon.
We are.
That might be part of the podcast. It'll be on a separate.
It'll be on our YouTube channel.
Yes, it will be on YouTube channel.
I have an idea.
We're going to have to do the gummy bears at a different time, though. There's no way we can do both of those.
I have an idea.
You won't do the the hot gummy bear?
No. I have a sensitive stomach. I don't want to poop for days.
So the
you're about to eat a fire chip.
Different.
So I have a challenge. Okay. So the challenge with this, with the chip, is to go 1 hour without eating or drinking anything after that's you eat bullshit. That shit.
It's impossible.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. I mean, I'll try, but.
Tim wrote us a note.
Oh.
And on here, he ate one over winter and lasted the full hour with no food or drink. It sucked ass.
Oh.
But he did it.
Sounds fun.
Can I puke?
So, here's the challenge. Last man standing. No, let's not even do that.
The person that
first goes, one out.
First one out has to
do the gummy bear.
Not the same
different day. Yeah, okay. Different day, but last one or first one out has to do the gummy bear.
I mean,
oh right. God.
Or
Jonathan,
I can get a bunch of gummy bears.
Is there a cutoff time though?
And then I can like give them one hour. To my wife.
If we all hit the hour,
then
no one does the gummy bear.
We'll find something else and we'll find a different challenge.
I was going to say, because we're all stubborn and we'll sit there and be like crying and
I'm going to puke. There's no question.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. Yes. It's going to be terrible. So we need to find somebody then, if I am going to do this, which I'm not happy about, but somebody else is going to have to tape.
We got
to
make it work.
I'm going to be out.
We got
it. We can just start recording and you can just come over on this side of it and we find
it. No. We have to be all doing it at the same time. It's
team. No, I mean, he just hits start and then walks over to the other side. And then we go.
He had a second sheet of paper. Steep it was this nice. You the it man. Was this really nice note. And then at the end, he's like, Jamie needs to hop on the other side of the table. Like, so, no, and then there's a second note that just says, Stipe, you the man.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
all
that.
All goodwill went out the window.
Yes. And you're just mad again. Get
bitterness again. You know what would be terrible? Is if
like we,
you.
I, you know what? I feel like we should change the circumference of this podcast into like a Dr. Phillish, like, and just talking to Jamie about his problems, because I feel like we can really hammer out a lot.
You need to sit down.
I don't think you guys could handle that.
Oh, I could. Yeah. Listen,
you don't want to go down that rabbit.
It's a dark hole.
How terrible would it be if you like gave one of these to somebody as like a joke without telling them? That would be hilarious.
I think he's probably Jimmy's hip to the game. He's probably seen, and if I try to hand him like one single gummy bear, he's gonna be like,
"This is strange."
No, we can all say get the same color and be like, "All guys, ready?" And he gets, "I don't want him ready."
You should give it, if you guys know anybody that eats edibles, give them one of those and be like, here's this is an edible. It's however milligrams.
That would be so funny.
Fucking awesome. Tell me it wouldn't be funny.
I would laugh my ass off. But like, imagine if it were you though, and like no one told you that this was that, and then you ate, like this is like instant. You would be.
Like you pop that whole, like,
You wouldn't even have to eat it. It would start burning your mouth right away.
I don't smell it.
I don't like bite a gummy bear in half. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing would go in my mouth. I'd be bad.
That's terrible.
It'd be bad. That was not terrible.
Yeah, everything goes in your mouth.
The whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually really excited about this now.
All right. Well, we need to figure out a day.
I'm slightly nervous.
And a time. And the loser.
So wait, so you have to eat the whole chip, right?
Whole chip. Let's make that ground rule right now.
Yep.
So the whole chip. In.
Yeah. Whole chip.
Whole chip. It goes in the mouth. We will have water and milk set for both all of us. We'll have our own two, whatever, glasses, whatever you want.
No, we'll get... 2-3 half gallons.
That's fine. Yeah.
Have your own.
That's
just
fine.
Your own.
Just bring your own.
Like, you might need more. And then a big bottle, 2 liters. A
couple
of
waters. Yeah. And then we'll do it. And whoever's the first one to tap out.
And we can do a little segment with hanging out. How we're feeling.
We're just chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a couple of puke buckets.
The real trick is...
That's going to be... I won't drink or anything, but I'll be puking.
I don't think
if you puke, you're out.
I don't think I'm going
to... Now he's telling me
that matters.
It makes a huge difference.
Well...
No.
Because if you can't control it and you throw up, like, how's that your fault? Yeah. If you're not...
Your body, you control it.
It's not going to come out. It's still going to be burning in your mouth. It's going to be in your mouth. That's a bullshit lie.
I'm not. I don't think I would throw up. To be honest,
I'm going to throw up. That's why he's doing it, because he knows I'm going to fucking eat this thing. No, I'm not doing it now. I'm
out. Remember when you wanted me to do this so bad? Now I'm making the rules, bitch.
No, you're not making no rules.
All right.
Well, I guess we need a new tech guy.
Anyway.
All right, whatever, we'll figure it out.
So we got to send, again, thank you, Tim. We will get some shirts sent out to you. I know you want John and me to sign one, so we will.
Gotcha, babe.
We'll get it to you. No problem.
We're not accustomed to signing anything, so it's just going to like a blob of Sharpie. on the
we
front.
Should, we should puke on it and send it to him. Like,
just put that in the bottom of the garbage can.
He did say to wear gloves. That was the other thing he said. Yeah. He said, my advice is to wear gloves. And that's very good advice, I think.
It's great advice.
You don't want that stuff.
I'm going to get the sweats. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be
really bad. Wait, do we want to invite people to watch this?
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Yeah. I don't know. It's gonna
I'm
be.
I'm gonna have a couple beers next to me too. Just hopefully, you know.
Yeah, I might have to put a couple of beers down before I do it.
There's no question.
Yeah,
no. I think that might be a mistake. I don't know if I want to fill my stomach up with a bunch of booze and then.
So like, let's say we're gonna meet at like. Scare me. Let's say we're gonna meet at like 3 o'clock and do this one day. Like, do you eat all day? Do you like? What do you do?
So there was a real fear for me that we were gonna do it today. So, because you just sent the picture, and right. I thought we were going to do them today, and then luckily Stipe said right before we started recording, you're like,
we're not doing it today.
Thank God, because I had a salad for lunch, and if I throw up, I mean, have you ever thrown up, like, lettuce? Like,
no, I don't think so.
Fun fact, yeah, at one point, Pizza Hut was the largest kale provider, or buyer.
Largest what?
Pizza Hut was the largest kale, you know, kale.
Kale.
Kale, the food, kale, like the little leaf. Kale.
Not buying this.
They bought it, but it was decorative for their salad bar and stuff.
No shit. Mm-hmm. That's a crazy fact.
Yep.
That should go on that TikTok that's going around about talk about the craziest fact that nobody knows. Mm-hmm. I know that's my side of TikTok right there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Like conspiracy theories.
I don't do that.
I feel you do.
No. Mm-hmm. No, that's you.
Yeah, do you remember Pizza Hut when you were a little kid and they had the book thing? You like read the book and you get like the sticker with
personal pan pizza.
Yeah, you get the personal pan pizza. Mm-hmm. And stuff.
I did.
I remember walking in
$20 in a bookstore and be like, what's up, Goosebumps?
That was a highfalutin restaurant when I was a kid, man.
You used to go in, you could sit down. Yeah,
play some Pac-Man.
Smoke cigarettes when your parents.
They had those big red cups. Then your pizza and your breadsticks would come out and it would be 1,000 degrees and you'd have to go play video games for 40 more minutes.
Do you miss that? I miss the world being like that.
Yep.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese, dude. You get the tokens.
So you know what that actually reminds me a lot of, and I don't know if it's ever been in the show or not, but it's Stranger Things. Like that was that time where Stranger Things was kind of set. So speaking of which.
It's coming out, right?
Stranger Things. First session comes out.
Like another month, right?
27th.
Peaky Blinders coming out soon too? Peaky Blinders?
I don't know. I've never watched that one.
I don't know. I haven't seen it either. Oh, I know the show. I just haven't seen it.
But yeah, I do miss that. I do miss that world, John.
Yeah. I miss that.
A whole new world.
Yeah, singing move today. That's the third song today.
Yeah, he's got that going on for him.
Oh, yeah. It might be big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the voice of Fergie and Jesus.
All right. Anyway. With that being said,
we covered a lot of ground.
I feel like
38 minutes.
It's been, I feel like we might have to have Stipe sing us out at the end of this one.
That's a good idea.
But. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can reach us at
the end of the road as we know it.
You can reach us at
I feel fine. Oh,
God damn it.
Why did you do that?
Well, I should have said it after.
Right.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. You can reach us at the period jabs period podcast at gmail.com. You can find us on YouTube at Jabs Podcast. Just search for us. You'll find us. Hit the bell, like, subscribe, and hit the bell for post notifications. Say that twice. Shoot us a
listen.
See, I'm all fucked up now. He starts talking in between.
I'm not even talking.
This is why I told you. We could just pre-record this part, but you don't want to.
Find us on Instagram and Twitter at Jabs Podcast. You can find Stipe on all social media platforms at Stipe Miocic. You can find Jamie at Mekalek, M-E-K-A-L-E-K. You can find me at JP Chewbacca. It's like Chewbacca.ca. We hate Rick Russo. It's good to see you guys.
Sing us out, Stipe.
Sing us out.
No, I forgot I was going to say. God dang it. Why are you going to fuck me up, bro? I guess have a great day. It's the end of the road as we know it.